Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter Number 5,993, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Tevis, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn, Rav HaChosid, Moreno, with the titles Avram Chanoch, Sheyichya Glitzenstein. We had many letters for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, he used to run a lot of things and publish. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letters dated the 29th of Kislev, the 1st and the 11th of Tevis. Also, I received the pictures of the Fabrengen and also the recording. The Rebbe asked for it. Thank you, thank you. Then they had an issue. They had a publication. It's called the Biton Chabad. The Biton for the 18th of Elul was delayed. So they wanted to know, since they didn't publish it already, maybe they should just skip it over and go to the next one. The Rebbe says, in any event, it's not clear what you're saying, but it's not worth, the Rebbe says, it's not fitting, it's not kedai to skip over a booklet and also not to include it with a booklet that follows. In other words, it didn't come out in time for Chayelu, and they didn't know what to do. Should they maybe skip it over altogether this time of year? Or, because these were, they published it at certain times of the year. So they published it Chayelu, and they published it Yud Shvat. So the Rebbe says, it's not good to skip over, and also not to include it together. In my opinion, the booklet of Chai Elul should come out, and then later on the booklet of Yud Shvat that is coming upon us, because these booklets, it's not that they throw them up, they throw them out, they're kept, and they read them in the following days. And the Rebbe quotes the language of Yechzer HaMezek, meaning there should not be, there should be the proper balance, in other words, not to overdo with the extra letter, but to, the mezik is, I think, the meaning of this is that they used to dilute the wine with some water to give it the exact percentage of wine. The wine used to be very hard, so that's called the mezik. I think that's the meaning of the Gemara. And Yechzer HaMezek mean should be all there. So the Rebbe writes, Rebbe said, I've already written to several of the Hasidim, and I think also to you. And the Rebbe is encouraging them again. He's telling them how to do the business of spreading Yiddishkeit. And so the Rebbe says, I've already written to many of the Hasidim, and also I think to you, that for sure you're putting in an effort. And for sure you continue to keep in touch with those that you come across, that you meet during the Fabrengens in general, especially in the Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev. So the Rebbe says, keep in touch with these people. For sure, in most cases, the Rebbe says, almost in all cases, we can hope that there will be a benefit from this connection from both sides. What does the Rebbe mean? First of all, you'll be able to continually influence the positive of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Yiddishkeit. And also, they'll end up supporting you what you need financially or with their offices that they have influence over there. If you keep in touch with these people, you'll benefit. It's beneficial to both, to them, to both sides. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you will give this over to those who can do something about it. And he prays that this should be with success, with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe. So the Rebbe is writing to this Chanoich Glitzenstein. As I mentioned previously, he was actually the Menahel, the director of the yeshiva when I came in Torah Semes as a shliach in Tavshin Lamed. Hey, he was in the office over there. And he did a lot of, in the beginning, a lot of work for the Rebbe over here throughout his career. But The Rebbe suggests not to skip the periodical and have it printed even though it's going to be late. And then you print the other one. The Rebbe says don't skip and don't include it, make it together. The Rebbe says keep it balanced. And the Rebbe also encourages him very strongly to keep up connection with the people that they meet, especially those they met on Yutus Kislev.